This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A defiant former President Donald Trump is attending the full Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin this week, 2 days after he survived an assassination attempt. VOA senior Washington correspondent Carolyn Pursuti is in Milwaukee and has this report.
Hilario De Leon is chair of the Republican Party of Milwaukee County.
The whole campaign has changed. The whole message has changed. Someone tried to kill our candidate.
A defiant Donald Trump posted on Truth Social that he cannot allow a potential assassin to force him to change his schedule. The gunman used an AR-style rifle, often preferred by mass shooters. But delegates say its use on their candidate doesn't change the Republican Party's stance on gun control. President Joe Biden Sunday reminded Americans that the country resolves its differences by voting and that violence is never the answer. He also ordered the U.S. Secret Service to review its safety measures at the Republican convention. Due to the assassination attempt, one delegate said, maybe the theme of this year's convention should be, let's make America safe again. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, people are remembering the other victim in Saturday's shooting and the shooter. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Friends and neighbors mourned rally shooting victim Corey Comparator, a former chief and longtime volunteer firefighter in Buffalo Township.
Can't believe it happened.
Craig Cervincione is lieutenant at the fire department.
A good, God-fearing, hardworking man, loved his family.
The FBI say they are investigating the assassination attempt as a potential act of domestic terrorism. They believe shooter Thomas Matthew Crooks acted alone and say he had bomb-making materials in the car he drove. Crooks graduated from Bethel Park High School in 2020. Jason Kohler recalls his schoolmate.
Just seeing him in school, I mean, he was bullied, sat alone at lunch.
I'm Jennifer King.
This is VOA News. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden monitored the FBI news briefing in Pennsylvania regarding the investigation into the shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, in the assassination attempt on Trump. And he told VOA's International Edition what investigators have found so far.
What investigators are saying as far as the gun, it was an AR-style rifle. And it was legally purchased, but it was purchased by his father. And what they don't understand just yet, and they say the family has been cooperating, but they don't understand how Crooks got the gun, whether he stole it from his father, how he obtained it, and how he ended up with it on the rooftop. The other thing that they're looking at is where else he might have been getting his information, because when they did a search of his property and his car, they found explosive materials. And specifically in the car, they found what they described as a rudimentary bomb that they had to defuse before all the information that they found in the car, the evidence, could have been taken back to the main FBI lab in Quantico, Virginia, for analysis.
That's VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden. Hamas says Gaza ceasefire talks are continuing, and the group's military commander is in good health, a day after the Israeli military targeted Mohammed Deif with a massive airstrike that local health officials say killed at least 90 people, including children. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Deif's condition remains unclear after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday night there still isn't absolute certainty he was killed. Hamas representatives give no evidence to back up their assertion about the health of a chief architect of the October 7th attack that sparked the war. Israel's military says the strike killed another Hamas commander who was a close associate of Deif. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
South Korea says North Korea test-launched two ballistic missiles Monday. The launches by North Korea came a day after the country vowed offensive and overwhelming responses to a new U.S. military drill with South Korea and Japan. China's ruling Communist Party is starting a four-day meeting that's expected to lay out a strategy for self-sufficient economic growth in an era of heightened national security concerns and restrictions on access to American technology. AP Beijing correspondent Ken Moritsugu has some background on the meeting.
The party's 205-member Central Committee typically holds seven major meetings, known as plenums, over its five-year term. This is the third one, and the third plenum is closely watched because it usually sets the direction for future economic policy. The most famous one was in 1978, when the party confirmed the policy known as reform and opening up. That launched a shift from a planned to a more free market economy, which in turn propelled China's growth into the world's second-largest economy.
That's AP Beijing correspondent Ken Moritsugu reporting. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.